Good evening. Hounsdale Borough Work Session, April 13th, 2026. Tiffany Rogers presiding.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tiffany Rogers. Pat Retsy,
Present.
Kim Fish,
Present.
Jason Newbon,
Here.
James Brennan, absent. William McAllister,
Present in person.
James Hamill.
Present on the line.
You're virtual. Mayor Derek Williams.
Present in person.
Interim Borough Manager Kevin Kondratic.
Present in person.
Okay, Solicitor Richard Henry is not here. Secretary Judith Poltanis, I'm present in person. I do not see DPW Director David Nielsen, Fire Chief Steve Bates, or Police Chief Don Thatcher. You're welcome.
So this work session is in fact not on the agenda to go over the SDP question. That you're setting just discussed previously and suggesting there. Well, we can just want to start this meeting by just making a note that I just wanted to apologize to people on sale for accounting behavior after the last meeting. I think the meeting certainly could have gone better and really appreciate everyone who invests their time in the borough and coming to the meetings. It was quite a disservice to our recently hired manager of cleaning, Kendra Nelson. And I just really want to set the tone that that's not the appropriate way that we will be behaving and everyone will be held accountable to that. So we can dive into SCMB for recommendations on phase two. So we have a resolution attached to your agendas regarding for the fine for phase two. So we need to do that in order to proceed at our next council meeting. And as I mentioned, the allocation of the board of directors that can be received, we talked about allocating for its chief administrative officer, parks director position, establishing the capital budget. Which I know we received one proposal towards that from Eastern Municipal Solutions. We have asked for other bids, and I believe we can make kind of meetings for preparing one as well. Accounting software upgrading to something that's appropriate for a borough rather than the books, and then visualization of reference to improve fire storage. So, does anyone have questions or ideas on items that we would proceed with for the SCM phase two?
So, just for clarification, Kevin, I have Wilson said the advancement in this phase two is we identify these key projects as part of that, or is it kind of like a general purpose thing?
No, you need to identify what the money is going to be used for in order to make application to DCED.
Thank you.
And that's why, that's the purpose of this meeting today.
I would just offer that the digitization of records seems super helpful. I know, of course, I think we all probably ranked chief administrative officer as our highest. I see. So I'm glad we're working toward that already. The digitization, I know there's like a lot of paperwork that we're all going to figure out in a moment. So I think that'd be super cool to be able to just reference that. I'm also thinking that if the scope of it allows to have some of our older minute books digitized for historical purposes, there's a lot of really great information down there in the fire code vault.
I just want to add that for the digitization, I have it broken out 100 grand each year, approximately 300. I've received two bids. One came out to almost 220,000, but that doesn't include the police records. We weren't allowed in the police building to figure out what kind of load we may be carrying with the amount of files that are over there. But once we get that information, so I guesstimated this at 300,000 based on some of the other files that we've already looked at, how that was priced out. And I have a decent idea of what's in the police record wall just from my last visit over. But so that's a guesstimate on that. I have two bids. One bid doesn't give me an amount. It breaks it down by sheep and how many trips they have to make here, how many pieces of paper, how many flash drives they need to use. 10 cents per image, a cost for a certificate box to destroy those records after they're scanned, and a price to store. And in our discussions, Julie and I had talked from both these groups. This group here that gave me this proposal isn't indexing this where it could be searching. So I didn't like the proposal, but it's up to you guys to do this. I don't like the proposal. The fact that they're not indexing it, I would stay away from it. Reynolds Business Systems gave us a quote where they'd be indexing this, and I think it would just make more sense to stay with them.
What's the cost difference?
What's that?
What's the cost difference between the two?
I don't know, because I don't know how many pieces of paper. This is based off of how many documents.
That's more a data storage itself than it is a asset.
Right.
Yeah, so, but the Reynolds Business System, it's a high price, but it's something that's necessary, and especially with our police records need to be secure and should be, they should probably be digitized first.
Share a copy.
If anybody wants to see him, I can pass him. Anybody want to see?
Are there other companies that we can use or just those two?
There aren't many companies. Judy was doing.
We actually call most of the companies that were on CoStars. So then you don't have to bid it out. And these two were companies that most of us have heard of, and they have a good reputation. And they were the only two willing to come up and actually give us a quote at the time that we called. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't other people on CoStars now, but that's why these two were the only ones that came. We had three, but the third person never came.
Councilman Garcia here, do you think it would be just to go some due diligence? I would get some quote from private companies also.
Well, that's what we did. I mean, do you know any
companies outside of the Coast Guard? I don't understand.
No, we didn't just go with Coast. Okay. We went with whoever we could find, and then they were the only companies willing to come to each other.
Understood.
That people were using, but they were also on CoStars.
Yeah, if that was a limit.
At the same time, none of them were had access to the police department records, or any idea. But I personally, and we know Kevin, and most of us have had an opportunity to see how many boxes are in existence that folks are in the police department. I mean, that's going to be added cost on top of what these proposals say.
Yeah, I can't believe it now based on the zoning and stuff, trying to match the amount of files. I'm guessing it's going to be in the high 60s, maybe $7,000 on the police.
So would that those numbers be increased from the digitization?
I'm a suggestion that he's got on the sheet here is essentially 300,000 for the project, and it's all spread over the 3 years. So it's 50,000 from the borough, 50,000 from SDNP. So that we're spending 100,000 a year for 3 years.
And then we also be storing any properties that are required.
Whatever digitization process includes,
I just don't want to keep it just as information. We are required to have the fiber proof cabinets that are adopted.
The scanned copies are the legal copies, so as long as we are assured that we have all copies there, we'll be in good shape.
And then the accounting software and recession, which have you identified any of the accounting software for elective student?
HCDD has, and they're supposed to get that information to me. I have not received it. I've been reaching out to ECD last Thursday, Friday, and again today. So I think Jonas has been really, really busy. I just haven't heard back from him. But as soon as I get that, I have to have it for when we put together the application. But estimating that we're looking at about 10 grand. I don't think it's going to be more than, I don't think it's going to be more than that. I actually think that that may be a little fine, but I'll find out soon enough.
Is it just on
your last or are you going to pay your fees? Yeah, you're going to pay the fee. I don't know what it is. Same thing we do with QuickBooks.
What about the phone system for the police? Is that something we can use here?
We don't have enough room to put that on to anything right now for the upcoming year. You only have $12,500 available. That's a little bit more than that.
Okay.
But with your second year, you got 75 that are available. So that might be the area you actually approach dealing with the phone system with the police department.
And I only put that out to 3 years because of the personnel expenses, the 3 year agreement with DCD at 75, 50, and 25. So that's why I did that. Your concentration is going to be on that year one for the phase two application.
Do you have an idea what else we could use for the 12-12-5?
I don't. You have the recommendations. Anybody have any? I apologize. I didn't bring it with me.
You just need the chapter 9 because there's two sets that I gave to her.
You just need the recommendations.
They're only 99, right?
That's correct, 99.
Some things that we don't necessarily have to put into this application because DCED has a
right. No chance for that. So we're going to have the police and the fire department always
evaluated or whatever.
No, not at all. Unfortunately.
Done with SCMB for year two or three. When would we have to designate what we would try to move from or do into a file like each year?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a phase three, phase four.
Mm-hmm. And these funds, as far as the $200,000 that's available for a period of 5 years, is a result of what we accomplished coping with the STMP1 program, correct? By participating in the SDMP one program, the DCED is obligated to assist us by providing $200,000 a year in specific categories for the next 5 years, correct?
They're obligated to give us $200,000 over each year for the next 5 years. They're seeking to choosing those
as long as they define how
many. And they approve those projects.
And get the same out of that SDMP too? So for everybody listening, okay, you just break it down, run that $200,000 is going. That's what's what we're doing with it.
I'll wait for what we have so far in your sheet, which we obviously work we got here, but for the achievement last position we're gonna keep your 67,500 from DC. With the borough, I'm pretty sure the name, which one was about them back from there. Then we have the Parks Frame and Community, DC, contributing $45,000, and the borough contributing $15,000. And just a clarification on what's the program is set up, that was with the amount covering half of the salary each of that person for a period of 3 years. So it's just metered out in a way their first DCEV funds are covering the ball, then the second year it's half and half, and then the third year on the world covering the ball of one of those. The capital budget that would be equal share between the DCEV and the world. The economic software upgrade would be $5,000 equal share on the DCEV and the world, and the digitization of records. It would be 50,000 equal share to the DCEV. So right now, the total for year one, $187,500 emergency funds, and the funds.
Thank you.
Capital improvements budget question. Is that 20K proposed to be allocated in both the borough and BCED? Is that to establish a program to cover administrative costs, or is it just money going into the
It's 40,000 split 2020. And what they'll be doing is building out a capital budget for the borough as well as putting together financial policies and procedures for the borough.
Thank you.
So that $12,000, I mean, I'm looking at some things here. We could probably utilize that to begin working on a pilot program, trying to figure out how we can get some additional revenue into the borough. We can use it for training for the admin and administration. Excuse me, just some of the things that I'm looking at right now. Anybody have any suggestions? Anything that they'd like to see? Even if we just use those funds, partial of them, even if it's a bigger project, say it's a $50,000 quad, at least you got 12 grand coming toward.
Do we need a new sound system here, or is it fixed?
Yes, we do. We priced that out and we've already had bids on them, where you're looking close to $40,000 for all those to be replaced.
Is that money available to buy some helmets for the police force, AED?
I don't know what the cost of AEDs are, but that's a great idea. The helmets are $8,000 a piece, so you're only getting one helmet.
I thought they were like $8,800 or something. $800. I think
it's
$8,800 a piece, the helmets.
Yeah, no, they're $8,000 a piece.
The helmets?
The helmets are $8,000 a piece.
Oh, that's not, so the community needs an 800.
No. Totally pound.
No. It's 10. He needs 10 helmets to be 8 grand, so you need 80,000.
It's the things that didn't really cost the two part of the energy. Is that a specific model I'm looking at? If so,
what do you ask me?
We have to price on the helmet. Where are they in the price for?
But if you have a ballistic helmet, is it ballistic?
Yeah, it's a ballistic helmet, $8,000, where we priced them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Chief Thatcher got the quote. And then that perfect.
Well, I guess we could look into that and see if we can maybe see how much we actually are, and we can maybe use some of that money. I think we had talked about AEDs maybe being about 3,000 or so, 3,000 to 4,000 in your whole gun, but you going around a lot of numbers.
With the current local program, it's like 3,000.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe we could get one for the police department, even though they're short, right? So at least we can get them in the trucks.
We need to get one for the department and we need one for the vehicles too. So
correct.
I mean, that would make sense if we can get four and they'd have three for the vehicle and one for the officer.
We were getting a quote on it from the local vendor here, but we didn't get it yet, the quote from Stevens's.
That is a suggestion.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Great choice.
So with all of these items, the resolution doesn't specify the item, so I'm assuming the resolution needs to say the item 75.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the next meeting, we'll have that adjusted accordingly.
Time we can try to get some bid out bids for these ballistic helmets. See what we're gonna have with them.
Yeah, I believe Chief Thatcher has it in the best price from which we agreed.
I suspect they're military grade.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did.
Yes, no, and it's very important. Mm-hmm. When they show up, when that state trooper was shot, they showed up and were the only police unit that arrived and did not have that protection. So it's a shame that they had to be opened up to that risk. Probably should have had it a long time ago, but we definitely need to get them soon.
Any other discussion for STMP items?
No, but it's okay. It's, go ahead.
No, sorry, it's Councilman Hamill. Just was trying to clear up with what Mr. Kondratik said regarding the response from our own police. They were at a officer-involved shooting, right, or a trooper who was shot, but that was nearby, or was that pretty far from Honesdale? I don't recall one being.
I don't know what it was. I have no idea. All I know is that I had a conversation with the chief that they were the only ones who arrived and did not have helmets. I really don't think the location plays into this.
Well, I think the one thing that I'd say to predicate for these, you know, God forbid there were a need in Honesdale Borough or in an adjacent community where we respond with mutual aid. But there are times, you know, where there may be an instance like that. Let's say it was Susquehanna County. And because that's Troop R out of Dunmore, more than likely they have, you know, a CERT team that would be the primary response. Us being there, you know, I would have to understand a little bit more, and that's, I guess, maybe what the work session's for, to understand a little bit more of, like, what Honesdale Borough Police would be doing responding to something that's a pretty great distance away from here. So I'm not really negating the maybe need for it on a local level, but in that instance, I don't believe the trooper shooting, maybe it was Thompson. So it was Thompson, Susquehanna County, which is not terribly far.
This is Councilman McAllister. I know a specific situation where a young man had a shotgun and attempted to shoot the state police, and this was in Crompton, Pennsylvania. So it's only 4 miles away, and I'm sure that our police officers were there at that particular time. But and the individual with the shotgun was killed. So that does happen no matter where we live. That's just a fact.
Okay.
I'd rather err on the side of protecting our officers rather than taking that risk, because we only believe that the chance of them getting shot is a distance away from Homestead.
Well, and I'll just say once again, it's Councilman Hamill. I'll just be clear, using that instance is the concern that I have. If it is about having an instance where there may be a need to have them in the borough, in one of the adjacent townships, using that as the reason when they showed up there at that scene, perhaps I'm not as well versed in the distances Honesdale Borough Police travel to respond to incidences, but that one would not seem to predicate the need for the equipment, but maybe something like a, God forbid, happening in Honesdale Borough would. So I don't disagree that we want to err on the side of protecting those who serve in law enforcement, but to use that example does seem a little bit inadequate.
Thank you for your feedback, Councilor Hamill. I don't think the purpose of the work session is to pick apart the choice of someone's example in your but I think we can move forward.
Councilor Resti here. I had the privilege last Tuesday night, the last Thursday night, and this past Saturday to be at a mass casualty incident training with a lot of our local volunteers, EMTs and paramedics. We practice on the tabletop scenarios and traffic control and resources in our area. On Saturday, we did an active shooter scenario. In that scenario, we had 7 fatalities, 17 or 18 wounded, staged at our school. I don't want to panic anyone, but this is a real life thing. And I just wanted to let everyone know that our policemen, our EMTs, our volunteers are out there working really, really hard. And I think that any support that FUS has, you know, let alone the council people or government, can assist them with, I think is very important. They're just everyday people trying to help everyone. So I wanted to share that with everyone. I was honored to be with them. I was a fireman here to help them see some of my old friends. But they take it very, very serious. And just to let everyone know, in Wayne County, we only have 17 ambulance crews that can respond to different things. Unless you bring them in from over the border, then we could gain one or two more. So at any given time in Wayne County, we may only be able to call 10 or 11 ambulances, right? State police are, you know, stretched thin, borough stretched thin. So I think any support we can give them, regardless of where they are, they can very important. But just wanted to thank all of our volunteers, all of our EMTs, the policemen, the firemen, everyone out there working hard for all of us. And I think if we all got to spend a little bit of time with them, we would see what being not selfish really is. Thank you.
And it's Councilman Hamill again. I echo Vice President Resti's comments there. I also want to be certain of the subject matter that we're talking about. If we are talking about funding something that is a critical need, something that is needed immediately, should that really be under capital budgeting, or should that be under something where, you know, the council, along with the borough manager and the police chief, could look at the current budget and find ways to purchase those items post haste, so that we're not waiting for a capital budget line item to get funded by whether it's the STMP or some other, and forgive me if I've missed a step in that as I'm again virtual at out of town.
No, we have. So we're going to be presenting shortly to council line of credit for equipment needs throughout the borough. And I can give you the details with that later, but we stated that that would be our first purchase with the line of credit. Would be spending $80,000 on those helmets. So that's only weeks away if it gets voted on and approved by council. But we do have a plan in place for that to be, if the line of credit is put in place, that would be the first purchase made with the line of credit.
Any other discussion on CMP phase two recommendations?
Does somebody use that money for getting to the needs of the bonuses?
So, the next meeting of the Commonwealth Finance Authority is May 20th. So we'll need to get the resolution and the application together. I'll work with Jonas on that, getting all that together so that we have that presented to DCED by May 20th. Hopefully, if things move according to plan, we should have an answer in June. But I know with DCED, a lot of times, things just don't move fast, so we may be waiting a little bit on that. Nothing against DCD, it's just known to be moving slow.
Any other
If the council chooses to engage KMS or PEL or whoever to develop a capital budget, do we have any idea of how quickly they generate or what procedures they might use to establish the priorities for the capital budget?
They'd be able to start as soon as we have the okay from DCED. I've spoke with Len from PEL and Dan from KMS, and both would be
ready to go.
Okay.
Again, it's Councilman Hamlin. Forgive me again if there's something that I may be missing with respect to a capital budget development. You know, we've just gone to hire somebody at a very high level. And, you know, over time, my expectation would be that that would be where that capital budgeting would emanate from versus hiring it out for more consultants fees. Is that an option here to have this done in-house along with the finance committee, along with, you know, department heads, and that way we're not, you know, even if we get granted money from DCED to subsidize the cost of that, that's still taxpayer money. So just finding a way to maximize the return on investment would be, I think, you know, optimal there. I understand there may be a need for consulting too, so I don't want to rule that out. But I think it's helpful if we're discussing this and the merits of it now and in the future, could that be done in-house?
My estimate would be that many of our in-house staff are going to move in with us is. And so that's why we've been looking at the events from consulting firms. But if anyone else wants to comment, that would just be my assessment.
Yeah, no, I just want to add to it that, you know, this is a DCED recommendation that we bring in a consultant to do this. And I believe rightly so. Not only will they be building a budget up, I think Mr. McAllister has the ability to build out a capital budget, but it doesn't bring just that. It brings financial procedures and process, and they'll write that and go through everything that we have here at the borough to make us more efficient and probably save us money in the long run. So I think it's worth every penny that we're spending there, and it's highly recommended by DCD that we use a consultant for this.
And I understand, sorry, President Rogers, I don't know if your mic is a little low. I couldn't quite hear your full response, but certainly heard Mr. Kondratik's. I'm understanding that, you know, that might be a DCED recommendation, but is it also, you know, when we talk about getting bang for our buck from our chief administrative officer, somebody who's come in with the job requirements or job description that, you know, capital budgeting does fall under that. No doubt we could consider the consulting firms if we felt it was prudent. But at the same time, have we explored that more recently with DCED post the hiring of manager in training to be our CEO?
Yeah, I'm happy to restate what I said, Counselor. Can you hear me now?
It's really low. It's like there's not a mic in front of you, but there is in front of somebody else. I don't know if it's just your mic.
Heard. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be here today, but I'm happy to say again what I had said, which is, you know, from my assessment, I believe that our administrative and in-house staff at the borough is currently at a maximum bandwidth level, and they're currently not able to devote as much time as we would like on the capital budget process. That's why we've looked at consulting firms, but certainly all options are being considered, and then once it comes to a vote, that's where we will.
Sure. Okay. Then that certainly would be, you know, no doubt helpful to consider from the standpoint of having administrative staff be taxed with so many other duties. But that does leave a level of concern that if we are hiring, you know, an individual to handle that type of work, that it's not the first thing that individual would want to take on. And I'm not saying he or she doesn't, but what I'm trying to say is that there is, I think if any, whether it be job detail or, you know, project that would fall to an administrative type within the borough, especially so high level, it would be capital budgeting. That's really the, you know, where we may differ, and certainly I understand, you know, there are differing perspectives, and I certainly respect those. But I think it's helpful to make that statement about the fact that, you know, we may be discussing this in a work session to come up with a plan. But I do think that it's incumbent upon us to recognize that that role is really matched and married for capital budgeting. So, if it's not, then I'm sorely mistaken.
Thank you for your feedback. Okay, any other discussion on these items? Okay. Next on our agenda is citizen input by sign-in. I don't believe anyone signed in.
Nope.
Is there anyone online that wishes to speak to?
The one thing And I just wanted to share this too for Ms. Boltanis or anybody else who administers the website. When I was just on there, I could go back to it to just refer to it, but I don't know that the other than the agenda itself as like a PDF document has the information about like when the meetings are. So we have like an agenda upcoming meeting, and it says it'll conduct its meetings at Borough Hall, Main Street, Honesdale, in the second floor meeting room. Meetings are scheduled as listed below, and then there's no list, and then there's no
Yes,
like,
there is.
is there?
I'm sure we did clear that out of the call in the office.
Right, but I
The
guess what I'm
dates
trying
should
to,
be listed on the website.
yeah, so that
So,
when it says scheduled meetings are listed below, but what I'm trying to say is the in the verbiage at the top, and this is maybe just trying to help folks understand, it's like the fourth Monday of every month. Like we don't have that listed there. NFR work session is the first Monday or second Monday of every month, whatever that may be. We don't
it's
have
not
that.
in different dates for holidays. Yeah, there are different
Right.
dates
It's
for holidays.
right. And the only reason I say that, and I'm again trying to help more than hurt, I'm trying to point out that other municipalities throughout the Commonwealth and throughout our area list on there that the meetings are held, like, let's say the fourth Tuesday of every month, unless otherwise indicated. You know, so we just don't have that language there on the site. And I just noticed that when I was hopping
And
on to the virtual
specific
meeting.
dates for the next two or three meetings.
Awesome. Thank you for your feedback. We'll look into the wording on the website. Okay, if there's nothing else to discuss, I suppose we'll adjourn. If we need to adjourn, that's
6:49.
6:49. Thanks all.
Thank you.